With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. When I was at medical school, we would think that, you know, our thinking is pretty concrete. We can't really train our neural pathways, let alone create new connections. But this kind of crosses over into some of the concepts that you've discussed in your book, like neuroplasticity and brain agility. Could you discuss brain agility and how that relates to neuroplasticity and how we train that?
Yeah, so brain agility is really being able to move between different ways of thinking.
Okay.
And understanding in a snapshot that you do have preferences because you've been thinking in a certain way for a very long time. And, you know, like I said, most commonly logic is a big part of that because of the schooling system. But, you know, for some people like me, I would say that I have always kind of lived and died by my intuition. So and journaling was a very good way of honing that even further, and having the confidence to say, okay, that might not make sense logically, but I feel that it's the right thing for me. And, you know, that was partly behind choosing to write a book where you're, you know, as a scientist, you're going to start talking about spirituality. It was definitely a felt thing that's what I was going to do, and, you know, whatever the outcome was, I would, you know, I'd manage that and make it work. So brain agility is basically about being able to make a decision that is based on logic, but is also based on intuition and, you know, what you're feeling in your body, what you're feeling emotionally, understanding what might be motivating you to do that, having the resilience to keep going, even if, you know, it's tough and it's challenging. And then that little bit of thinking outside of the box as well. And so how neuroplasticity relates to that is a lot of people say, well, I'm just a logical person. You know, I'm not very empathic. I don't really know what you mean when you say, what's your gut telling you? And I was told at school that I'm not good at drawing, so I'm definitely not creative. And it's about saying, actually, you can build up those pathways that correlate to those ways of thinking, just like you would learn a language. So I'm not going to say it's easy, because it pretty much is like learning a language. So, you know, if you had to learn a new language now, just think about how long that would take you and how much effort it would take. It's the same if you're going to build up emotional intelligence or build up access to your intuition or find ways to express your creativity. But it's absolutely possible.
I love that analogy. I think that's so important to understand, because I think a lot of people will do a few meditation sessions or a few journaling sessions and say, well, it's not for me, it didn't work, sort of thing, without really understanding the amount of time and effort it takes. And to compare it to learning a language, I think it's brilliant. I also think it's very empowering for people, because I think when we look at things that are external to the self, so exercising, for example, or changing your diet, these intuitively seem like logical things to be able to do to change your well-being or your mental health, etc. But when it comes to intuition and the ability to exercise different thought patterns, I think the prevailing view even now is, well, this is how I am. I'm a product of my childhood or what my teachers taught me or the way my brain works, and this is what I'm wired to do. Ergo, I can't change that. But in your book, you actually talk about exercising intuition, and you've given us a whole bunch of different action points as well to do that. Could we talk a little bit about exercising intuition? What you feel the most effective tools are that you've used in your in your professional career?
We're so on the same wavelength, because you actually said a few things. I was thinking, oh yeah, I must mention this and I must mention that. And so particularly you talked about exercise and diet. And I know that, you know, the theme of your podcast is like, you know, eating for reverse aging or eating for this reason or that reason. And so I did want to specifically say that, yeah, great, go ahead and do those physical things first, because they will promote your neuroplasticity, and then you'll feel more able to take on a bigger challenge like intuition or something. So aerobic exercise contributes to neuroplasticity through connecting up existing neurons through synapses, but also through something called neurogenesis, which is the growth of embryonic nerve cells into fully formed nerve cells. Calorie restriction through intermittent fasting or time-restricted fasting also contributes to neuroplasticity. And eating foods with dark skin, so like blueberries, black beans, dark chocolate, that also promotes neuroplasticity. I wanted to get those things in because that's like a big theme for you. So if you start doing all of those good things, you're feeding your brain with the glucose and the oxygen and the antioxidants and all of that stuff that it needs to start growing and changing. And then let's say that you don't have a regular journaling practice. Start journaling. That's a new activity for you. Novelty also stimulates your brain to grow and change. A real game changer for me was reading back over my journal. So, you know, journaling is great because it gets rid of stuff from your mind and, you know, helps you to sort out your thoughts and everything. But for a very long time, I would write in a journal, but I wouldn't really read back over it. And the way that I realized how much there was to learn from that was that I go to Boston twice a year to teach at MIT. And I was, you know, and I really kind of, I'm obsessed with sleep, so I hate being jet lagged. And I'm always, you know, trying to like find ways to deal with that as well as possible. So I take a lot of supplements with me when I travel. And I was getting like little muscular twitches. And so I thought, oh, I wonder what I wrote in my journal when I was here 6 months ago. And I looked in my journal and I'd written, I'm getting these, you know, restless legs and these little muscular twitches. And then I realized that the stress of travel, I needed to up my dose of magnesium, which is, you know, when you're low in magnesium, you get the twitchy eyelid and you get little muscle twitches in your body. And then I thought, okay, I've identified a physical, a story here, something that I wrote about 6 months ago that's happening again. And I've been able to make a change based on that. What's been going on emotionally? What's been going on, you know, in terms of intuition? And then I started reading stories of, okay, I've got this decision to make. I've got a dilemma. Logically, I should do X, but my gut tells me I should do Y. And I could start to see that every time I went with my gut, I got a really good outcome.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Hey,
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.